Jeremiah 32:17. Listen to this. I love this. Ah, Lord God, it is you who have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. Oh, that's a great reminder today and every day. Jeremiah 32:17. Well, here we are. It's Thursday. This 12th day of July 2018. It is so good to see you and spend some time with you. It is Joey Kroll. I pray that you are having yourself a wonderful and blessed week. And I'll tell you what, we are in for a special treat today here for today's edition of Mark and Friends. We're going to be celebrating Christmas in July. Yeah, playing your favorite Christ-centered Christmas music. Now, you know, the neat thing about Christmas music is the gospel is so clear in these songs that even the Christmas songs they play on secular radio, the gospel message is in there. And you know what? Honestly, many of these songs can be played year-round, not just at Christmas time. Amen? Really. It's something we should celebrate every day, how God came down to earth to save you and me in the form of a man. Talk about a beautiful message right there. So we're going to be celebrating Christmas in July, playing your favorite Christ-centered Christmas music. That's on the way here in just a few moments. But first, Danville Rescue Mission coming up on Saturday, July 21st. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. They're going to be having a street ministries conference, Take Him to the Streets, coming up on Saturday, July 21st. From 2 to 4 with dinner at 6, it's going to be taking place at the Danville Rescue Mission, 834 North Bowman in Danville. For more details, call 217-260-6337. Again, that's 217-260-6337. And Melanie Jackson, the founder at CU at Home, will have a book signing here at the Great News Radio Center this Saturday, from 2 to 4, and her book, More Than Enough, Miraculous Provisions, revealed through See You at Home for Our Friends Without an Address. That's her book, and it's going to be for sale for $15, and she's going to have a book signing again this Saturday from 2 to 4 at the Great News Radio Center, Lincoln Square, Urbana. For more information about these events and others that I didn't have a chance to mention, just take a look at our event calendar page at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on New Events. All right, there you have it. All right, friend, it's time to hang those stockings, maybe get some hot chocolate, some Christmas cookies, and let's celebrate Christmas in July, playing your favorite Christ-centered Christmas music right now. It's Casting Crowns and Oh Come, All Ye Faithful, here on today's edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Oh come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore.
Adjust your radio. We are celebrating Christmas in July here on Mark and Friends. Today on Great News Radio, right now, here's Michael English and Mary, Did You Know? Version of Mary, Did You Know? That's Michael English here on Mark and Friends today, here on Great News Radio. It's Christmas in July. It was C.S. Lewis who said, once in our world, a stable had something in it that was bigger than our whole world.
I'm sure it must have been a surprise road had taken him, 'cause never in a million lives would he have dreamed of Bethlehem. And standing at at the manger, he saw with his own eyes the message from the angel come alive. And Joseph said, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why him inside this stable filled with hay? Why her? She's just an ordinary girl. And now I'm not a one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to say the word. To think of how it could have been if Jesus had come as he deserved. But Joseph knew the reason love had to reach so far. And as he held the Savior in his arms, he must have thought, why? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Inside this stable filled with hay, why her? She's just an ordinary girl. And now I'm not a one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to say the word. Such a strange way to say the word. This is such a strange way, such a strange way, a strange way to say the word. Oh,
are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. The weary world rejoiced.
Just got a great voice, Daniel Kirkley, and Oh Holy Night here on today's edition of Mark and Friends. And we've been celebrating Christmas in July today, and we're going to have Michael W. Smith lead us out with Angels We Have Heard on High. Friend, you enjoy the rest of your Thursday right here on today's edition of Mark and Friends.